USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As people continue to die and the Mexican cartels gain wealth beyond imagination, the southern border of the United States has been in crisis mode for years. The strain on our power grid, the sudden death of the youth in this country, thinking one pill won't hurt them, is like a bad rerun. Texas Congressman Republican Troy Nehls on Fox News calls out the Democrats and President Biden's Alejandro Mayorkas.
Because Mayorkas is nothing but a liar. He looks at the camera and tells the American people the southern border is closed. It's not closed. He's a liar, and we need to get him out of there.
The Justice Department wants to continue to work in secrecy. Merrick Garland asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse former President Trump's request for a special master to review the evidence the FBI seized from his Mar-a-Lago home, citing national security concerns. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update from the monsoon damage in Mississippi.
Some 180,000 residents in and around Jackson, Mississippi have little or no sanitary water for the foreseeable future after the city's primary water treatment plant failed. Governor Tate Reeves announced Tuesday that, quote, until it's fixed, we do not have reliable running water at scale, unquote. Governor Reeves activated the National Guard and declared a state of emergency. According to a Time magazine report, recent flooding, operational failures, understaffing at the treatment plant, and decades-long infrastructure decay have culminated in an indefinite failure in the supply of safe tap water to customers. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
91-year-old Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has died. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz told reporters Gorbachev died at a time when many of his achievements have been destroyed, referring to Putin's invasion of its neighbor. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The state of Florida is suing the Biden administration because of what is happening at the border under their watch. America's sovereignty was lost day one under Democrat President Biden's open border policy, with free money and cell phones for all that can make it to our borders. Ashley Moody on Fox News is the Florida Attorney General.
These policies that are encouraging this incredible surge into our country is also putting Americans and migrants more at risk. You know, I saw when Secretary Mayorkas testified before Congress the blatant mistruths. He was making false statements, and we came out and we said, hey, I know you said you are effectively managing the border, and I know you say that your policies aren't contributing to this, but you know what? We have a document that says completely the opposite. And you saw yesterday when the White House press secretary came out and said, people aren't just walking in. That's not happening. I mean, I felt compelled to share this. It absolutely is happening. And it's not just slightly increasing. These are numbers that are historic. We've never seen anything like this.
NASA has already scrubbed Friday's launch for its moon rocket Artemis 1. The space agency will make another attempt to launch the giant rocket Saturday on a test flight to send an unpiloted Orion crew capsule around the moon and back. Grounded Monday by mechanical troubles, managers said Tuesday engineers have come up with a workaround. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.